Uno, dos, tres. Wait, how do we go to the vocal from that?
You did the thing by yourself twice, and then we all came in twice, or four times with it. And after the fourth time, and then the vocal came in.
Right, and then what was the vocal? That crazy sea cow, he ran into the sea, something like that.
he had his way with me.
That crazy sea cow, he ran into the sea. He had his way.
Yeah, you had something about
it. That's the only thing I changed from one verse to the other. One was that crazy sucker,
that
crazy sea cow, he pulled me to the sea. I was raped by an intercom sea cow. You do the harmony on sea cow.
No, you don't do that.
Some of those shows were a little crazy, like with Makoviak and with Sea Cow. Like a couple of those songs, we could really like, and everybody's like, yeah, yeah. You know, the people watching are like, dun, dun, dun. Yay! You know? I love that shit, man.
Yeah.
I can picture it in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. those were the best shows.
The theater shows? Because
that was all the regulars and everybody knew the music. And
Those were the most fun. Yeah, probably. Absolutely. The ones were kind of like, well, you never know or whatever.
Yeah, and some of them were good.
Well, I'll tell you what, the show at Steve Jane's place way back when, that was a great show. I've been telling people about how I remember, I mean, my memory of that show was us tripping our fucking heads off. We played like for 3 hours, but we played three songs.
Before I knew you guys.
Well, and like, and my memory of it is everyone was going fucking crazy. Like, it was awesome.
And that's where I remember in Jasmine.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it was like. Like that, you know.
Yep.
Is that what you were playing?
That end part. That end part, and then you're just like.
Because we got done playing the song, and we were all like messed up. We're like, it felt like it should go on, and that's where that part came from.
Wow.
We were playing the show.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
That was a great fucking show.
Yeah, that's. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I think it'll be.
Man, you know what? I gotta admit, I don't know why Michelle's fucking going. I wish she'd stay back. I should say something to her, because it would be good for us to just, you know, freaking beat her. Leave Cindy at home. I'll leave Michelle. I mean, she just freaking go.
That's what we thought it was. That's why we left our wives home. They wanted to come and we wanted them here. But we thought that was the.
Well, the thing is, it's one thing if she's just off, like the last girl show I had was just off doing whatever. I didn't have to worry about it. But if she's like, oh, hey, how you
talking to Mary Carol. Mary Carol was out with Heather, you know, I mean, and we could just, we were doing our grimace thing and then talking to people, you know.
It's not like, oh, where's my, where's
and watching
the,
that weird
the
guy.
You have to go find out if she's okay, like, she's fine, she's over there talking to people, whatever.
Yeah.
So you have to encourage, you have to give her some roofies.
Some coke. Or
some cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works with Mary Carol, too.
Oh, wait up. Okay. So, how about Satan? Do you remember how that goes?
Yeah.